All right, let's do this one before the trigger warning. There's a video from a squad car's dash cam, and it captured an off-duty officer picking a fight and yelling racial slurs outside of a downtown bar on St. Patrick's Day. This is over in in Indiana. Indianapolis. All right. Good cop. Corey Helney, a 39-year-old individual, had a blood alcohol level of 0.336%. I don't know how the fuck blood alcohol levels work. When he pushed and shouted a racial slur, including the N-word, which is a weird way for this journalist to put that for the Indy Star outlet. It's a, you probably mean slurs, plural, including the N-word, at a black man outside Tiki Bob's in the 200 block of South Meridian Street on March 17th, according to a probable cause affidavit filed in the Marion Superior Court. In this nice, now, Marion County Sheriff's Office deputies assigned to a special event detailed a special event detail witnessed the incident. Much of the altercation was captured on a deputy's in-car video camera, according to court documents. Helney, who is white, has been suspended without pay and faces misdemeanor charges of battery, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and criminal mischief. Wait, if you assault someone while calling them a nigger, that doesn't that bounce it right on up to hate crime? Well, not once the cops find out you're a cop, I'm pretty sure. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Chief Brian Roach, a fitting name, called the conduct unacceptable and recommended that Helney be fired. Embarrassed. Quote from the Roach, the alleged criminal activity, criminal activity alone is unacceptable and significant for a law and, unacceptable and significant for a law enforcement officer. That's a quote. Unacceptable and significant. All right. And the Roach continues, the use of offensive language as alleged in the probable cause affidavit undermines our department's commitment to the community and the work the men and women of the IMPD have done to gain the trust of those we so proudly serve. No, a black person was the victim in this. He doesn't trust you. He might. Now, if he's a coon, he'll tell you he trusts you. He doesn't trust you. You should ask me. Deputies were downtown to provide extra security on St. Patrick's Day when Deputy Carlos Bailey... Carlos... Interesting first name. This might be part of why it's okay to make a sacrifice. Deputy Carlos Bailey. Okay, so this is the one who saw Helney. Saw Helney screaming and pushing a man outside of a nightclub, according to the documents. Now, Helney, which is the attacker... They flipped me up when they threw in Carlos's name. Helney, whose blood alcohol content was later determined to be more than 4 times the legal limit. Okay, that's how that goes. But then again, what's the legal limit? Like, I don't... Like, somebody might drink a... You know, like, you could have two fucking 180-pound motherfuckers drink the same amount of drinks, and one of them will be, you know, more like, whoa, than the other one. I don't know. Was determined to be more than 4 times the legal limit. He tried to push the man again, but missed and fell, cutting his forehead on the sidewalk. That's outstanding. Deputies helped Helmy to his feet and escorted him to a squad car parked nearby. The car's camera captured Helmy as he swore, threatened, and hurled racial slurs, the court documents say. At one point, Helmy pulled his IMPD badge and slammed it on the hood, causing minor damage. This nigga used his cop badge to damage cop property. But, you know he white because he was able to safely reach into his pocket on his person for something. Alright, So, deputies handcuffed Helmy and loaded him into a jail wagon, when another, uniformed IMPD overseer, told the deputies that Helmy was an off-duty officer. Records say the deputies removed his handcuffs and took him to the hospital. Hey, hold on now. That there feller is one of us. You gotta treat him humanely. Helmy was treated for a broken rib and a lacerated forehead. It's just like how that, that filthy, disgusting white woman cop, said that that colored man, caused his own death. Say he was treated for a rib he broke himself. And a forehead he fucked up himself, considering that he actually did. But was not arrested or booked on the charges. That's why I like these straight journalist little outlets. Fucking Michael Leffler, a spokesperson for the Marion County prosecutor Terry Curry's office, said the deputies used their discretion and did not arrest Helmy at the scene. Prosecutors reviewed evidence and filed charges Thursday. A summons was issued Friday, Leffler said. Helmy is scheduled to appear in court. Hey, it says May 2nd, fucking yesterday. Alright, so I caught up with this a little late. Because it's harder and harder to find time to do the gosh darn podcast. But we're gonna do it.
Sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. It's alright though, it's all good. Ripped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Fresh.
This show is brought to you by the fuck. 'Cause I'm house. that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show,
them shoes you got on your feet,
is brought to you.
This building,
by the fuck,
this school, this country, you,
that Father Teresa does not give.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar. This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
Alright. Father Teresa's wine cellar, known as the Black Podcast. The Jim Hightower link just fucked all the way up. What in the blue fuck? That shit looks like fucking old school internet. What is this, fucking GeoCities? GeoSites? The fuck is this? What in the blue fuck happened to the Jim Hightower link? Oh, no. Alright, we'll figure it out. Alright, gang. Let's get right down to the fuck. We're gonna travel down a wee bit on over to Brazil, where this 40-year-old individual name was Wilka. She was on her way home from visiting a friend, and then somebody came up, a robber robbed her and stabbed her. All right, now she suffered 3 separate stab wounds, and they went all to the neck, back and abdomen, right? Neck, back, abdomen. 3 separate stab wounds while being robbed. Wilka was in the southern state down there. It's called Pernambuco in Loteamento, Luiz Gonzaga, when she was attacked last Sunday, March 26th. While the death is being investigated by police, they have yet to release any information about a suspect or circumstances. Now, on the Facebooks, friends of the woman have shared disturbing images following the attack, showing the woman lying in her own blood. One woman, Hey Millie Maynard, shared the images and insisted that she was killed after her identity was confused with a different cis woman. What the fuck at? No shit. Alright, I've never heard a story going this direction before. Maynard wrote that someone tried to rob Wilka and murdered her when they realized she was transgender. This is a quote from Maynard. Whenever you have a good rest, she said, remembering Wilka, now you are free of the killers on earth. Oh, wherever you are, have a good rest. Now you are free of the killers on earth. Whoever translated what she said to English probably was not good at translating. That's probably what happened. Okay. Now, on the post, Maynard shared, friends of Wilka left messages remembering her and offering condolences. One person wrote, quote, God rest her soul in a good place. I know that it becomes a little difficult, but be careful. Don't go in places that might be dangerous. You cannot be too careful. My condolences to you, end quote. Maybe attackers shouldn't be allowed any fucking place. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should kill them.
Yes. And then the world would be safe for everybody.
Yeah. And another individual said, quote, "My God, why so much violence in this world?" Wilka's death comes just weeks after a different trans woman was forced to beg for her life, being beaten to death in Brazil. Though I've heard several different conclusions to that story. We covered that one, too, a couple weeks ago. And, like, some people said they heard a gunshot after the video came off, cut off, and they had it around the corner. Some said she's, you know, she was murdered for being trans, like, no matter how it happened. If you believe that there should be, tougher sentences for transphobic crimes in Brazil and around the world, it says, please sign this petition. I need to copy that link address and put that in the show notes just for posts to put stuff on the website later. Still trying to do this stuff in between, working the hours and, you know, eating and taking a shit and showering and whatnot. You know, right? And, you know, I took a nap. This is April 3rd, 2017. And woke up, you know, I like to fall asleep listening to some podcast and wake up hearing a Bill O'Reilly clip. And, of course, it just gets you thinking about white people and white supremacy, as does fucking everything. Mm. Right? And it ain't about, like, when some people are just like, fucking like, what can we say? What can we do to make you trust us? Go back to Europe, all of you. Go back to Europe. Try this. Just to give this a shot. The whole lot of you, go the fuck back to Europe. And then send out one each on a canoe to every continent that you recently left to go back to Europe and have them ask, do you guys, can we come over and watch us all say, fuck no. We hate you. You know what happens when you come over? You rape everything. All right, not just everybody, you rape everything. All right, you other species and inanimate objects, you steal everybody and everything. Not just humans and other species, also inanimate objects. You break everyone and everything. Not just humans and other species, also inanimate objects. You dig untold amounts of tons of shit out of the ground and set it on fire and change the climate and rise the sea level. You fucking spill oil and ash, coal ash, in clean water. You are the worst fucking party guest of all times, Europeans. No, you can't come over. And we're only leaving you one alive so you can go back and deliver the message. If any of you ever come over again, you're trespassing on private property, and we will shoot you in your motherfucking face. Guarantee it. And Europeans know this. Right? Of course, if you ask them to their face, they'll fucking lie to you. That's a big part of any supremacy, right? Any supremacy, yeah. Any suppression, oppression, all lies. You know, you wish it could be like that guy, I think it was Kevin Spacey, whoever the fuck it was, had a movie where it's like nobody fucking knew what a lie. It was the British guy. British, English, Ricky Gervais. Yeah, movie where people had never heard a lion before.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I tried to watch it. I don't think I got through the whole thing. And, he tried to approach a woman, and she was like, I don't think that I would have pretty babies with you. And then she just kept walking.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've never actually seen that movie.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, if motherfuckers could just not fucking lie, Europeans would be like, yeah, we know we're the worst fucking party guest of all times.
Well, you just gotta make sure, though, that when they go back, that they leave the guns and weapons and body armor and bulletproof vests and helmets and tanks, yeah, and whatever the fuck, bazookas, fucking all of it. It has to stay when they leave.
Yep. Yeah, you can't,
No more nuclear programs. No more nuclear weapons programs.
So, they can't have uranium. They can't have shit.
No.
They can't have anything that you can't... We're taking all gunpowder that you had. You can't have gas and oil and shit. You can't, because you're just going to spill that in the ocean, and that's going to... The current will carry that on to affect us.
You know what, though? I bet you they wouldn't, because if they were confined to Europe, any oil spill in Europe fucks them up personally. Europe is not that big. Comparatively speaking. They would suddenly learn how to behave and be environmentally responsible because it would fuck them up.
And they also have, like, those yellow-headed Europeans in the other part of Europe that we don't hear much about. And they'd be like, oh, don't bring that bullshit here, buddy. All right, most of us are over 6 feet. We'll beat the fucking shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You coming back home, you better fucking behave. We thought that we fucking got rid of you fucks. We got socialism and shit over here. Fuck you.
Right. We figured out how to have a society where very few people are in extreme poverty. And we kind of, sort of care about the environment. We recycle a lot.
Damn, they do. What, we got like fucking... When people fucking have kids, they have, like, folks that come through and, like, help them with the kids for the first, like, weeks or months or some shit.
Yeah. Which, of course, you know, ah, socialism, ah, horrible. I'm like, but they have incredibly low rates of postnatal depression.
Yeah, you know what? If we try to send you back to Europe, the other Europeans are gonna fucking kill you.
Well, that's not our problem now, is it?
No, you caused that.
Like, stop being an asshole and people won't want to kill you.
Case in point. All right. Yeah.
I was online for 10 minutes today and that became part of my life.
All right. Now, again, like, you know, I mean, this individual, right? I mean, looks relatively brown, but fucking... He looks like Italian brown.
Yeah. He does not look relatively brown. He looks fucking like a swarthy Mediterranean.
Yeah, with a Owen Wilson nose, right? Like fucking you see, and that's the thing. Like we're seeing who's next to be brought into white supremacy, and it's the lighter folks that have, you know, for the past who knows how many years have been subclassified as Hispanic or Latino, Latina, some folks say Latinx, like for non-binary.
Yeah.
Yep. And, so let's go over to the case of, your main man, Diego Cruz. Now, you know what? Skip the headline, get to the story. And check the decibels. There we go. All right, now, in a case that activists said exemplified the widespread impunity afforded to the children of wealthy and powerful families in Mexico, a 21-year-old man who reportedly vaginally penetrated a 17-year-old girl with his fingers has been found not guilty of sexual assault because he, quote, didn't enjoy it. End quote. This was back on Wednesday last week. Judicial authorities in Mexico suspended the judge over the ruling. All right. Diego Cruz and three other privileged young men who allegedly called themselves Los Porkies. What's that mean? You're a Spain speaker.
Porkies is not a Spanish word.
Did they just, like, fucking see the movie?
Maybe.
And said, the naked ladies. Who allegedly called themselves Los Porkies. Los Porkies. Doesn't that mean lost?
Los means the.
The Porkies.
Like, but a male version. Las would be a female version. So, Los Porkies is a group of... dudes who call themselves the Porkies.
Alright, and Phoenix was talking while walking away from the microphone like it's magic. So she said Los means the. Holy shit, so that band that I thought was Lost Lonely Boys is The Lonely Boys.
Yeah, Los Lonely Boys.
Alright, that's fun. Alright, now, Diego Cruz, right? So the Porkies that had stood accused of gang raping a 17-year-old after a New Year's party January 1st, 2015. The girl said that she was assaulted by the men who had been classmates with her at an elite private school in southern Veracruz. After she got into a car with them after the party, shortly before being charged in April 2016, Cruz fled to Spain. He was eventually extradited to face trial in his home country. According to The Guardian, Judge Anwar Gonzalez ruled that the boy was cleared of wrongdoing, although Cruz had molested the girl's breast and vagina with his fingers. The judge determined he was not guilty of the assault because he had not done so with carnal intent. Now, don't their rape culture sound just like our fucking rape culture? That sounds exactly
weird.
Like
it's
us.
It's almost like there's some sort of intentionally created system that exists on a global scale to perpetuate oppression and misogyny and classism and racism. It's fucking weird, right?
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
From Estefania Vela Barbara, a woman's rights activist, she said, quote, "He sexually touched her, he vaginally penetrated her, but because he didn't enjoy it, it's not sexual abuse. Since there was no pleasure in the act, it was intended to cause humiliation. They were touching her, they were bothering her, so for the judge, if the intention wasn't pleasure, it's not sexual assault." End quote. Now, I just want to know, you know, and of course, it gets redundant as fuck to keep finding the hypocrisy and jack-knuckled fucksticks like this, but if this, and just going by where this guy, where this particular individual is, as far as how he upholds rape culture, I find it safe to assume he's got some homophobia in his system. So I want to know if when he's arguing against gay folks, does he think that sex is only for creation and not for joy? Just interested, right? Like, if I could read Spanish, I would look up this motherfucker's, like, see if he has any rulings or any arguments or, like, op-eds that he put out about, like, marriage equality and, like, gay folks and whatnot.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. Just want to know. Because on here, he says it's for joy, but I'm wondering if it's for joy.
But then it's also, like, so he did it, why? He did that because he knew he wasn't going to enjoy himself?
That's how I've always approached it.
Like,
you know? Like, that's, you know, like, for me, I was just like, huh. You know what? This whole ejaculating with a partner that I consent with, I do it because it's labor. I don't know. But then again, it's more like activism. This is not paid labor.
Sex is activism. I like it. Oh, so all those people who claim to be activists actually are activists? Is that what you're saying? Like, man, the one kind of activism they can do? What?
Oh, you're being mean. I saw somebody make a hard-ass post about that, too. One of the black women I follow. She was like, stop adding me to your groups. All y'all want is sexual liberation, and you wanted to end it that.
See?
Like, she was going the hell in. I didn't comment, I didn't click like on it, I just saved it to be like, this is what someone's talking about, and then I'll go back and read the thread, because that shit, like, that's not my conversation. I wanted to leave a comment real bad, because I wanted to leave a, because she basically said, stop adding me to your groups, and I wanted to comment and say, stop adding me as well, I'm a man. Like, stop adding me to your woman's groups. It's weird.
I think that's my favorite part, though, is people add you to the groups and then, like, 6 months later, like, wait, there's dudes in here?
Yeah. Like, I Like, I removed myself from one group because they were just like, all right, let's have them post a nude picture. No, I did that like there was video. I did big hand...
That was very dramatic.
Yeah, big hand gestures.
Okay, so I've been Googling as we've been doing this, because I'm curious to know why they are called the Porkies. I found out why.
Oh, Jesus.
They are named after a case from 2001. Apparently, a band of children of local officials went out and started just jumping people in the streets and called themselves the Porkies, and they beat up a man. They beat a man to death, basically. And this case, because it was also a group of super privileged children of officials, reminded the news media of the Porky's case, so they're being called the Porky's again.
No, I thought these guys called themselves the Porky's.
Not according
to... It says allegedly called themselves the Porky's.
They might. What I'm reading is that the media in Mexico is calling them that. But that is where it comes from. So, although they might have an addition, they added of the Gold Coast, the Porkies of the Gold Coast. That's like the new version, I guess. So, yeah, that is what they are being referenced, or what they're referencing, the group, a group of people who beat someone to death. So, awesome, good, great, great.
Jesus Christ, the victim, she talked about the ruling on a Facebook post. She said, I have nothing to repent. I've gone drinking. I've gone to parties. I've worn short skirts like many girls my age. And for that, I'm going to be judged. For that, I deserve what happened. End quote. Mexico's Federal Judiciary Council said that the judge may also be investigated over the ruling, and Cruz will remain in custody while the ruling is appealed. Excuse. Alright, that's the kind of shit that's going down. Wait, what the hell happened? Oh, did I open this link twice? Alright, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Jesus, ball sack and Christ. Alright, so let's head on over to Lavender Media and hear what they have to say about the stuff and the things.
It's now time for Big Gay News, brought to you by Lavender Media. This is Andy Lean in Minneapolis, and here are your headlines for Monday, April 3rd, 2017.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
First up, Big Gay News from Texas. Gay candidate launches bid for Texas congressional seat. The Washington Blade reports that a gay HIV/AIDS activist has launched a bid for a Texas congressional seat currently held by a 16-term Republican member of Congress, who recently gained notoriety for instructing a constituent to shut up during a town hall meeting. John W. Duncan, who is currently serving as the compliance officer at the largest nonprofit HIV/AIDS service organization in the area, announced his intention to seek the Democratic nomination for the seat, which represents the 6th congressional district in the state. Duncan, who identifies as a lifelong Christian and who is married to his husband Tim, said that he plans to build his campaign on a platform of advocating for the rights of the most vulnerable, as well as being a vocal supporter of marriage equality and reproductive rights. Next up, lawsuit over bus terminal bathroom arrests that target gays. U.S. News & World Report reports that a class action lawsuit accuses Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police of targeting gay men who use the restrooms at New York City's main bus terminal. Filed on March 27th in a federal court in Manhattan, the suit claims that officers from the Port Authority discriminated against and falsely accused men perceived of as being gay at the Port Authority bus terminal on baseless charges that include exposure and public lewdness. According to the lawsuit that was filed by Winston & Strawn LLP and the Legal Aid Society, the PAPD have continued to make such targeted arrests, knowing or believing that most of these arrests will ultimately be forced to plead to lesser charges to avoid public embarrassment and humiliation, costly legal fees, and jail sentences, as well as reputational and professional harm associated with the false charges. Next up, a farm boy meets his prince in a beautiful new children's book. The Huffington Post reports that a powerful new children's book is telling the story of a farm boy and a prince who meet, build a friendship, and eventually fall in love in the face of adversity. Promised Land, written by Adam Reynolds and Chaz Harris, takes the classic fairy tale elements in a new direction by having a romance between two young men, while the central female character is a strong, independent queen who, far from being the damsel in distress, is quite able to save herself. According to Harris, the idea came from wanting readers to be able to see themselves in a story, because if you don't see yourself in stories, you don't see yourself in the world. And I believe that the lack of visibility visibility creates a kind of otherness that we often experience as LGBTQ people. If we can be heroes in stories, we are seen more positively in the real world. For our final story, Montana kills transphobic bathroom bill. GayStar News reports that Montana's transphobic bathroom bill was killed on March 27th when the state's version of North Carolina's infamous HB 2 failed in the Judiciary Committee. The bill, also known as the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act, would have triggered a referendum on whether transgender people should be allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity, rather than automatically forcing them to use the bathroom matching their birth certificate gender. The bill was killed by a vote of 11-7 with one abstention, and most of the Republicans who vetoed the bill said that it was done with regard to business concerns because they wanted to avoid the issues that HB2's passage has had on North Carolina's economy. That's it for today. Thanks to Linda Raines for compiling the stories. I'm Andy Lean in Minneapolis. Join us and tweet your take on today's stories on Twitter at the handle Big Gay News.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
All right. And back to the, well, shit. Really? Vlad TV also has news. All right, that's a fair deal. And Vlad is sharing news about racist white woman ladies. This here, wait, hold up. Is there Vidya?
Yeah.
That gummit? Now listen here.
We're listening.
All right, now this here white woman, is she got something to say to these here colored folk right down here? I don't know. I just saw the link you put up. I did not know there was Vidya. All right, so we have audio for podcast listeners.
I'm telling you, get out of my country.
Get out of my country, I'm telling you. What? Get out of her country.
I just want to know, like, what started that shit? Like, did somebody cut in front of you in line? Like,
ooh, my bad.
What happened? I have so many questions.
Well, McMurica is hers. She bought it. Well, her parents bought it. Uh-huh. And, so it's hers, and you are indeed Negros. It ain't yours. I mean, yeah, some folks might say you have settler privilege, but I can move you around whenever the blue fuck I want. Move you to where I want to move you. Move you out of where I don't want you to be.
Yes.
I can actually decide whether or not you have a school. Fuck how much I fund a school. I can just take it the fuck away, and your kids are just sitting at home.
Yep.
She's saying it now. She's saying it now. She's saying it fucking now. She is jazz handing this shit too.
Sounds like fucking Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. I want it now.
Now, are those the video quality isn't too crispy? Are those the Ugg boots?
They do look like Ugg boots.
All right. Ugly. Actually, I don't even know. I don't even know what an Ugg boot is. That's why I had to ask you.
It's actually, everything gets called Ugg boots now. It's a brand, but what they're famous for is that particular style of boot that is synonymous with pumpkin spice culture that the white girls wear. So a lot of people will say Ugg boots, but they don't actually mean the brand. They mean that style.
Okay.
Get out of my country. Get the fuck out of my country.
Get the fuck out of my country. And just to note, she's standing and they're sitting in their group looking up at, like, what in the fuck is happening?
I mean, you know she's serious because she used a curse word this time when she said it.
Fuck.
Get the fuck out of my country.
Out my country.
No, I'm not gonna leave.
You can't make me leave. I own this. It's my country. I can't leave.
Not gonna leave. That's why black people need to infiltrate police forces. Oof. Like if fucking, if like 20 niggas was down with me, I'd be down to fucking infiltrate a police force with you. And we'll just fucking pull over white kids. And I mean, white kids have something on them. They got reefer, they got coke, they got heroin these days.
Yeah.
And just bust them and just...
Parents' pills.
Yeah. Oh, man, guns? Oh, shit, yeah, you fucking... You get a lot of shit pulling over one white dude, you know, and we'll just do that. And just, you know, we're not going to fully balance it out, but goddamn it, we got to infiltrate. And you white niggas that say you're non-racist, infiltrate with us,
NECA. I still think we need to do our thing and just make our own fucking city.
Oh, like, do the best. I mean, of course, like, we'll still be forced to interact with capitalism.
Yeah.
But fucking at least us be near each other. Like, I think about that with this particular, not this whole complex, but, like, just this one apartment building, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, just imagine if, like, fucking, like, if Fallon and somebody, like, lived across from us. Like, who else, like, from our networks?
There's Fallon, Lisa Loco, Kate, or, fuck, Rashani, Ricky.
Right.
Yeah.
Rashani's a bit upper.
Yeah, Rashani's too good capitalism. For us. Rashani's too good for us.
He ain't gonna live where... I don't have a garage. Oh, hell no.
Ricky will come out, though. We have, like, Ricky and Fallon for neighbors. That would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, like, and then...
Michael and Kimberly.
Yeah, and we could all actually work on this fucking place together. Shit, actually try and buy the building from the complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking, and then buy the land it's on. We'll have to pay property tax again. We have to engage in capitalism. And then we could actually, what, like, we could probably just, between what is it, like, 7 units here? 7, 8 units?
Yeah, 8, I think.
And we could actually fucking, like, buy, like, you know, together again, collectivize it, socialize it, buy, like, 3, you know, really strong Wi-Fi transmitters, and then, like, hang them up on the ceiling in the hallway so that we all just kind of share that one Wi-Fi.
Yep.
You know, fucking, what, pay, like, 3 cable bills and run, like, you know, so everybody fucking has their, yeah, man, we could fucking, and then, what, we could fucking, what, the laundry room, mm-hmm. we could go ahead and put our own fucking, washer and dryer in there. Yeah, man, we could fucking, yeah, just do the shit collectively. And it would be kind of like when I think of, you know, being a child in elementary school and looking at, like, how folks had, like, what they called a longhouse,
mm-hmm.
where a whole bunch of folks would live. And that those were the, I don't remember what tribes they said had them, you know, but yeah, man, fucking, you know, fucking get back to being fucking together and shit.
Yeah.
And it'll feel comfortable.
Like, honestly, what I wish, you know, we can't afford it, but what I wish we could do is to go to one of those, like, little ass towns.
Yeah.
And buy a couple houses. All we need is, like, 3 black families to move in. Them white folks finna leave.
Yep. Especially when they're barbecuing right? on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you.
Yep. Huh? Yep.
Huh?
Hood. Like, if you and fucking Michael Wright moved in next door to each other and oh shit, they would leave.
Yep, and when that
they would leave.
And as soon as a white man passed by me, but fuck, doing in my neighborhood, nigger. right? Like, just throw them off. It's okay to gaslight white men. That's so it's okay.
Totally okay.
It's good for them.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then we could just move in more and more people. And if it was a town, everything's already there. There's already a fucking grocery store. There's a fucking cafe. There's a fucking gas station. You know, everything's there. The infrastructure is there. We just need them out so we can move there and we can have our own shit.
Yeah.
And make our own rules.
Yeah. We just need to get near each other.
Yep.
All we need is fucking proximity, motherfuckers.
Exactly.
All right. Now, what's after we said all that interesting, cool shit, now back to Becky.
She was trying to kick him! She thinks she one of the Rockettes, man!
Did she just do her version of Islamic?
Oh.
It's a fucking Facebook video, so I can't rewind it. What if I open link in new tab? Oh, there's no rewind feature.
Bullshit.
There's gotta be a way I can rewind it, because she just did the new Islamic. Oh, do I have to turn off ad blocker? Ah, shit. Wait, it's paused already. Wait, is it paused?
Yes.
Excuse?
No.
Unpause ad. Okay, so it's not. Yeah, so ad blocker isn't
Wait,
even
can
on
you just
right
go
now
to the Facebook page?
Oh, I think this is an Instagram. Yeah, isn't that the Instagram logo?
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
Well, wait, it doesn't give you an option, like, to drag and drop, like, the bar, to drag the bar at the bottom when you play it?
Oh, wait. Fuckers in the fucking world. Inaudible fuckers in the fucking world. I'm gonna play this again when the program is over. This is fucking great.
I just like that kick she tried to do. Like, that was like a very dainty kick.
Yeah. It was a little Princess Peach.
Little Princess Peach.
Little Peach Foot. Yeah, man.
Peach Foot.
Yeah. Is that her street name now?
That her street name.
Peach Foot.
Get the fuck out!
The fuck is wrong with her?
Yo, they don't even need to be drunk.
Because I don't want you here, and I'm going to vote against you, and I'm going to kill you when I can.
Holy shit. Okay. I don't really like this meme, but I get it. The whole VAT escalated quickly from I'm gonna vote against you, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
And I like the fact that, like, in the video you see that little white kid there who's like, what is going on? He's like that fucking meme with the dog where the dog is like, what? And it says when you at your white friend's house and he starts stabbing his parents. That's that fucking kid right now.
And you know what it is? That kid, he looks incomplete, right?
Yeah.
Like, probably between 13 and 15.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah, but, you know, a little lanky for his age, hit the growth spurt a little early, you know, and he probably associates racism with just, like, swastikas, yeah. Southern accents, men, really, and like, Fox News. Like, they're racist, we're not. But, like, so this is probably the first, and he's probably like, holy shit.
Fucking knows her.
Damn. Yeah, you know what? Because I didn't read the story around this, right? So let's see if it gives the location. A video of a menacing encounter involving a racist who refuses to leave a fast food establishment without first threatening a family of black customers has been going viral. The recording of a white woman who lingers by the door of the restaurant as an employee stands before her, attempting to keep the situation from escalating quickly. While she never charges forth, she does attempt to get into the group's personal space while repeatedly shouting, "Get out of my country. You know, quote, you know that you are ugly. You are the ugliest motherfuckers in the fucking world," end quote. The woman goes on to exclaim in the final moments of the recording. She lets out a curdling scream, once again demanding that they, quote, get the fuck out, end quote. It is not known exactly where the incident takes place, dadgummit, but by judging by the silence kept by the black customers and the fact that the white teen sits by the recording smiling throughout its duration, it was likely not a place where black citizens typically find themselves feeling comfortable or safe.
Anywhere in America?
Yeah, like, or them niggas is just cool and they used to it. Nigga, they probably thought it was hilarious. Nigga, I don't see, if that was me and my niece, would be like, this motherfucker tripping, dick. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Like me, I would have engaged her. I'd have been like, what's your name, chief? You want to be on my podcast? Because you are fucking outstanding. Say more words.
Oh my god.
What kind of boots are those? Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
Bugle Boy, goddamn. Uh-huh. Bugle Boy jeans, aight.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take it back on them. You gotta fucking take it back on them.
I don't it's want Moral you It's Moral Monday, here.
And you're in the wine cellar.
All right, what in the holy heck darn is going on here, boy? I tell you what. Mm. All right, let's see. What am I looking at on time? 48 minutes? All right, one more story.
Una mas.
Uno mas. Is that how you're supposed to say that? Uno mas? It's not mas uno, it's uno mas?
Uno mas.
Okay, I'm trying to say these things. Like, every once in a while, I just throw in a word to try to, so that we can all, you know, like, when I'm interacting. Like, sometimes I'll see someone be like, it's basura? Yeah. You know, like, so, you know, it's not just them trying to use English. I'm trying to use some Spanish back so that we're all putting in an effort to communicate as clearly as possible. Now, we only work with one Iraqi dude, and I can't do that many languages. I don't know. It's hard enough for me to talk English good. And then we got, like, the lady from Syria that, again, like the Syrian refugee that works there, she hates Mexicans. And it's like, what's your deal, man? You realize that these Europeans over here hate both of you motherfuckers. Like, y'all niggas need to squad up. And that's the problem with just calling us all people of color like we're all some fucking cohesive coalition. Like, we don't all get down. Like, I don't get down with that nigga Diego Cruz from the fucking rape story. Right? Fucking Oklahoma officer wounded in traffic stop shooting his dad. That is great.
And you like where I had to go to fucking find that?
Oh, and it's on Breitbart. That means we get to read it from their perspective.
God. That'd be fantastic.
So, coming off of Breitbart, March 27th, and they got the information from the Associated Press. Oh, man. All right, here we go. So, we're bringing a story off of Breitbart, folks. Here we go. So, Officer Justin Turney died Monday after undergoing surgery overnight. That's not a word.
Tecumseh
Day when a cop gotta die. the Tecumseh, that, what?
I think Tecumseh was a Civil War general or something. I don't know. And that's why there's stuff named after him in the South, maybe. Although it's probably an indigenous word and I'm thinking of someone else.
I knew that. And this nigga's name is J.R. Kidney. His name is actually Kidney. Alright. So, the suspect was also shot and was in intensive care Monday morning, Kidney said, the assistant police chief. Now, according to police, Officer Turney was a good cop, man. My gosh. He pulled over a vehicle about 11:30 p.m. Sunday in Tecumseh. It was about 35 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. And Kidney, which is a terrible name to have, said the man ran away as Turney checked with dispatchers to see if he had an outstanding warrant. Officer Turney used a stun gun on the man, but it was ineffective.
Oh, a stun gun and not a real gun?
Yeah, also, yeah, that's the thing about it being Breitbart. They're just going to report whatever the fuck the police said they did.
But, you know, if it was a stun gun and not a real gun, can we guess the race of the killer?
And that's probably why it has not been mentioned. Because that would have been... this shit would have been plastered with fucking Black Lives Matter activists, murders, great cop... smacked his mother in the face, kicked his puppy, and fucking took his kids' video games and flushed them down the toilet somehow. You know how those niggers are.
I like the fact that this is like the polar opposite of the way they do things on Twitter now. Like people, because you know how you can share a link with your commentary? What's been going around Twitter is before you ask, yes, they are. That's why their picture isn't here.
Oh.
Like for crime stories. Before you ask, yes, she was. Before you ask, yes, they were.
And just noting, on the side panel on this website, they have their advertisements, and they're selling that same bullshit that Joe Rogan's been selling since, like, 2010. Yeah. That on it, it's bullshit. Some fucking daily fucking energy muscle mass booster formula. Bull schnargendaggle. And Joe Rogan's just like Alex Jones with that shit. Always selling that fucking... It boosts your nutraceuticals. Like, he sells that same bullshit. Alright, so the suspect...
They'll believe that, but they think global warming is a fucking hoax. Okay. Alright.
The suspect was also shot and was in intensive care, right? So, tried to pull him over. Outstanding warrants... used a stun gun. The man then shot at Turney, who returned fire. Both men were wounded and taken to the OU Medical Center. So he didn't... So he just shot him once.
Yeah.
Didn't hit him with a good 16. Didn't Laquan him.
Did not.
Didn't, how many did they put in Ferguson?
Michael Brown?
God, so many niggas get murdered. Wait, did he take 6 hits? 9 hits? Something like that.
He took a lot. Who the fuck was the one?
Another nigga took 17 hits. Wasn't that white woman that hit the brother 17 times?
Yeah, but who was the one in Chicago where they killed him and the woman who opened the door for them. I forgot his name.
God damn, nigga, that's a lot of kids. I don't know.
But, like, that was... And I actually put that one on our website, that the, you know, about the police being charged for that one. And the picture I used was from the autopsy report, because they show where every bullet exited and entered. And it's just a sketch with, like, fucking numbers all the fuck over it.
Oh, shit. So he looks like that movie, A Beautiful Mind. Yeah. Like they fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. That's fun. Now, Kidney said Turney. White people, y'all need some new names. Your names fucking suck. Kidney said Turney, who graduated from police academy last summer, was shot several times in the lower extremities. He said that authorities are still working to confirm the identity of the suspect.
Nigga, he's in a fucking hospital bed right next to your cop. Y'all, I know who he is, though.
The motherfucker was driving a car. Probably had some sort of license, insurance. Maybe the car belonged to someone who can identify him if it wasn't his.
Maybe he had a wallet with an ID in it. Maybe if he has outstanding warrants, his fingerprints are on file.
If his license is suspended, he still fucking has it. What are you talking about? Did he not have a smart device? Which, and I know you motherfuckers don't give a fuck about our Fourth Amendment. Open up his, if he doesn't have a lock on it.
Yeah.
You know, go on his smart device. He has his fucking name somewhere.
This is really just them doing every motherfucking thing possible that they can to not have to be like, and his name was, you know, Ben Jefferson. And right. He was very, very white.
You know what? Look, if you're white and you say you're anti-racist, we need you to start shooting cops, because you're protected. You gonna be alright. the last quote from Kidney. If it is who we think this person is, there's a possibility that he has some warrants. That could be the reason that he ran. You white people need to get a hold of your criminals in your community. You hear me? Listen here. All right. And of course, shout out to all the homies that hit up the motherfucking Patreon and the PayPal, pushing this shit forward. Though I'm not saying those now. I'm only pushing the GoFundMe right now. $1,100 for the GoFundMe. We needs it. It's GoFundMe.com/PhoenixAndWilliam. All right, I'm not pushing the Patreon or PayPal, because there we got folks that hit those up guaranteed to a point of where, like, we can count on you, and, you know, we know you're gonna come through, and like the bill to host the podcast. That just got paid, like, early this morning. Because I have them auto-deducted from the PayPal account. Right? Like, so things like that, auto-payment, done, blam, thanks to folks like you. But, well, now we're just asking, this is help outside of the program to help us with the fact that we got no damn tax returns this year. All right? We got fucking just... It was not a fair deal. Right, I was trying to come up with some terminology, but I was like, I'm going to end up using some rape culture terminology, and that ain't right. Yeah, so fuck that. And but also, fuck not getting a damn tax return. Yeah. So GoFundMe.com/PhoenixAndWilliam. I'll tell you what.
It's like, fuck everything.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
It's Moral Monday. And you're in the wine cellar.